FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Charlie Ray, Here and Now, Matt Maher, What a Friend, and Steve Kirschgemmin still. Good morning, it's 7:20.
For today, mostly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, high of 86. This evening, cloudy again, some chances of showers and thunderstorms, low around 64. And for tomorrow, winning Wednesday, sunny, high of 91. Currently about 67 in Harrisburg, and in Lebanon, 70 in Lancaster.
This morning, our good friend Lanny Millette hanging out with us. Lanny, the director of donor relations at Potter's House. And today, we're talking about Lanco Recovery Benefit Auction. Lanny, I love that three different ministries are working together for this auction.
It is. It's exciting to see the synergy that occurs when you bring three ministries together.
Yeah, I love it. When's the auction happening?
We're going to be gathering in Burden Hand on August 4th and 5th.
And you have a lot of music, you have a lot of food, but you have some very cool auction items. Can you tell us about a few?
Yeah, we're excited. Probably the biggest ticket item is an African safari hunt.
Wow.
Wow. 360 hunting blind, several sheds, 3D targets for archery, a Cycle Max electric bike, swing set, chicken coop, Milwaukee tools, and a Honda 1300cc motorcycle.
Man.
Are the largest items.
Yeah, that's some cool stuff. Can folks see all the different items online?
I believe they are on the website at restartministry.org/events/auction.
And this is happening in the field across from Burden Hand Restaurant.
Excuse me. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and there are a lot of auctions that happen there.
Yeah, it seems like there's five or six just in the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah. The Lanco Recovery Benefit Auction coming up August 4th and 5th. There are events going on Friday night. There's music, there's food, there's stuff going on Saturday. Tell us about some of the other things besides the auction.
Well, on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, there is an archery tournament. That's going to run till about noon, but there is an entry fee for it, but it's going to be a lot of fun. An archery club has actually set it up. At noon, there's going to be a candy drop. Elvin Engel of Engel Architects is going to fly over.
Fun.
Yeah. Somebody asked me if there'll be little parachutes on the candy. I don't think so. They said they come down pretty soft.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yeah, food trucks of all kinds there. You can get fruit bowls, donuts, chicken wings, cheesesteaks, shrimp, sausage. Down on the farm, ice cream, smoothies, iced coffee, soft pretzels, and even more.
Yeah. Sounds like a great weekend to support some wonderful ministries. And just give us a little synopsis of what all three ministries do.
Yeah, Restart and Potter's House have a similar focus in that we are a residential program. We will take people who are struggling with substance abuse and help them to overcome that through the power of Jesus Christ. In both ministries, it's really important that the heart change, because that's where true change takes place.
Right.
Slow Down is the gentleman, Frank Gaston, is a graduate of Restart, and as a way of giving back, he is picking up used cars, fixing them up, and selling them fairly inexpensively to graduates of our program and other programs who need transportation to get to and from work.
Yeah, that's awesome. The Lanco Recovery Benefit Auction, August 4th and 5th. It's happening in the field in Burden Hand, across from Burden Hand Restaurant. There's going to be all kinds of music, all kinds of food, and lots of great auction items where you could support these ministries. Check it out online, restartministry.org/events/auction. Lanny, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we always love seeing you. Back to the music we go. This is The Young Escape with You Shine on WJTL. Good morning.